Welcome back. It's me, Coach Ademir. Here we are with Fitness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm really excited to be back. I say back, but I know you guys weren't gone. I was. I went on a little vacation, took a little break, but I hope you stayed caught up with my episode last week on processed foods. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to it. I promise you, you'll learn something and maybe stop eating some processed foods. So, like I said, excited to be back. Today's topic, very near and dear to my heart, why it's important to have a coach. Obviously, I'm a coach, so I may be a little biased here, but I promise you, I'm just giving you the information that just research-based and results-based. So I really hope you learn something. I really hope that you take something out of it, maybe decide, okay, maybe I do need a coach. And I'm not talking just fitness either, you know, that's my line of work, that's my life, but I'm not talking just fitness and nutrition. You know, we can all use a career coach sometimes, or a life coach in general, just someone who can, or accountability coach, someone who can just keep us accountable and keep us straight on our goals. So yeah, like I said, hope you take something out of it, hope you learn something. It's not just going to be fitness and nutrition based, it'll be kind of all encompassing. Okay, couple orders of business here. If you're enjoying this series, I would really appreciate a review, a like, a follow, a share. It really helps me out, kind of gets me in the algorithm there. So if you're really finding some value, share this, review it. I'd really appreciate it. Whether you listen on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, or any other podcast services, I'd really appreciate it. That's the only thing I ask of you. So if you haven't followed me yet, you can find me on Instagram at Coach Ademir, and then on Twitter at Coach Ademir as well. I post motivational stuff, workout videos, as well as nutrition information. So let's go ahead and get into this. It's going to take a little bit longer than normal today, but please bear with me. I really want to get as much information to you. And again, I hope you find some value. So let's go ahead and get started. Why it's important to have a coach. And I'm going to start with weight loss, of course, and why long-term weight loss is hard, right? After you lose weight, you burn fewer calories. So at a certain weight, your body needs a certain amount of calories in order to accomplish its daily activity, your basal metabolic rate. So you still need to burn calories throughout the day. You still need a certain amount. But as you start to lose weight, obviously there's less mass on you, so there's less energy requirement. So you end up burning fewer calories. So when that happens and you haven't adjusted your calorie intake or your calorie output when it comes to your workouts, then weight loss is going to be a little bit trickier. You may plateau, you may gain weight, you may lose muscle, and you may not be hitting the goals that you're trying to hit. So, you know, those are things that if you don't know about, it's going to be difficult to adjust, and then you're going to get frustrated. So every time you lose 2.2 pounds, your calorie output decreases by 19 calories. So every 2 pounds lost, you're reducing your calorie inputs or output. Sorry. So if you lose 22 pounds, you're burning 200 fewer calories per day, which means you also need to adjust your calorie intake. So you got to adjust your food intake. If you keep eating those 200 calories and your body's burning less, you can see how there's going to be, it's going to balance out in a negative way for you, where you're just eating the same amount of calories and you're just holding on to it now. All right. So you have to adjust your calorie intake as you lose weight. All right. If you don't have a coach, or if you don't have guidance, you're going to get stuck. And like I said, you're going to get frustrated, and then you're just going to be like, fuck it, I don't want to do this no more. All right. So it's best to have a coach, because they're also going to help keep you motivated and help encourage you to keep you on the long-term path of it, right? Because there is no instant gratification with weight loss. It's going to take time. So having a coach not only guide you, but encourage you and support you is going to be the best equation for you to get the results you're looking for. Another thing that happens, and I'm sure if you've lost a few pounds or you've started to work out more, your appetite increases, right? So for every 2 pounds of weight lost, the drive to eat increases by 100 calories per day above your pre-weight loss numbers. So let's take me for example, just because it's been happening. I've been working on it. So I've lost a few pounds, right? But I end up being hungrier throughout the day. And I notice it. I have to monitor it, understand it, and realize what's happening. So I don't just go out and binge eat because I'm hungry. I'm like, oh, I can eat more calories. It's like, no, I have to eat the right type of food. I have to feed my body with the right nutrients. So as you're losing weight, you're gonna crave more food, which is almost like counter to what you're trying to do. You're like, wait a minute, I'm trying to eat less, but now I'm hungrier, right? So you can see at that point where it starts to get difficult, and you need that guidance, that help to keep you on track and to make sure that your calorie input is nutritious food and the same total at the end of the day, right? Just because you get hungrier doesn't mean you need to eat more, right? It absolutely does not mean that based on your goals. So, again, the importance of having a coach to guide you and keep you on track. If you didn't have that guidance, you'd just be like, oh, I'm just gonna eat more because I'm hungrier. So it's allowed, you know? I'm in a calorie deficit more now, so let me go ahead and eat more. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. All right, so important to have a coach, or at least important just to have that knowledge ahead of time so that you can be prepared for that. All right. Third thing here, weight loss isn't just about what you eat. It's how much you eat, it's when you eat, it's the types of foods you eat, right? There's a lot of different factors that affect our eating patterns, our culture, our social circles, our religion, our interests and ability to cook, right? If you don't want to cook at home, you're going to be limited to different options or by eating out or getting delivery or like a meal prep service, right? So those are things that you have to take into consideration when setting clear goals to lose weight or to build muscle or lose body fat. Your sleep cycles affect it, your stress levels, all your schedules, it all impacts your food choices and your eating patterns. If you get off work late and you haven't prepared food, there's only so many options you have, and that's that late night greasy food, and that's not ideal for what you're trying to accomplish. 50% of people trying to lose weight, how many of them know to think beyond what or how much to eat, or even to exercise? It's so simple to just be like, okay, I just gotta exercise, eat better, and sleep better. It's too cookie cutter, you know. And if you're not really figuring out your habits and what's working and what's not working, it's gonna be a lot more difficult. And if you're not being aware of the environmental factors that are impacting you, then you're just gonna fall into the same trap of, well, I'm home late, I don't feel like cooking, I'm just gonna order out. Or, I work early in the morning, I don't have time to cook, I'm just gonna grab something on the way in. Those are things that you have to understand and be prepared for, or prepare ahead of time so that you don't fall in back into your old habits. All right. So that's why it's helpful and important to find a coach who can figure out what you need and figure out what's going to help you the most. We as coaches have an opportunity to make a huge difference in people's lives. And by helping them see how much their behaviors influence their food and exercise choices, we can start to develop better habits by just making clients self-aware of that. All right. Fourth thing here, and this is super important, and I try to talk to all my clients about this, new clients about this, and really reinforce this, that a weight-focused approach is probably not going to lead to better results. So if you're just focused on the number and losing weight, it's going to eventually backfire, right? Obviously, losing weight has positive health benefits, has positive mental benefits, emotional benefits, but if we just focus on that, it can be discouraging, right? We all know that our weight fluctuates. I mean, I see clients' weight fluctuate weekly, and if they were to check every single day, that number would be discouraging sometimes. But we got to understand that it could be water weight, we could be holding on to something we ate that, hasn't gone through our system yet. There's all kinds of different factors that we have to realize. So when we just focus on the number, It can lead to negative food and body concerns, like negative body image. You get repeated cycles of gaining and losing weight. And then you also distract yourself from personal goals. And it can definitely affect your self-esteem. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've had clients text me like, you know, I changed my diet. I've been eating better, but I gained 5 pounds. Okay, well, we got to dive deeper into what's going on. You know, there's a lot of different things that can happen, but we can't just focus on that. Do you feel better? Can you know, are you not out of breath when you go up and down a flight of stairs? Did your clothes start to feel better? Those are things we can start looking at because those are more sustainable feelings than just looking at a number on the scale. All right. And as a coach, for me, I feel it's better to have and promote a more like a holistic approach, a more whole health approach to achieve a healthier lifestyle to maximize your quality of life. You know, you got to find a coach who's going to understand that, who's going to understand that there's mental, emotional, physical, social, and environmental factors in our life that are going to affect us. And if all those things are in sync, it's going to help multiply that ability to maintain progress, to maintain our habits. Because if mentally and emotionally and physically we're feeling better about our food or about our exercise or about our body, it's going to continue to reinforce those positive behaviors and those habits aren't going to go away. All right, so you're ending up building this newer foundation of better habits so that you don't go back into that repeated cycle of gaining and losing weight or, you know, the negative body image where you're just worried about the number. All right, because you got to understand if you're exercising, if you're eating more protein, if you're eating more carbs based on your goals and what your coach tells you, you may be gaining muscle, right? You may be losing body fat and gaining muscle, so your weight may either stay the same or go up a little bit. You may be retaining water. There's so many different factors. All right, so that's why it's important to have a coach. Sorry, I stepped away from the mic right there. That's why it's important to have a coach because not only are they going to encourage you and support you, they're going to explain that there's different things that happen throughout the week. And if you're more mindful of what you're eating, then you're going to notice things in your body and you're going to make better choices. All right. So that's it for that. There's a couple takeaways here, though, I want you to either write down or just listen at a later time when you have time if you need to remember it. And these are things of me just being honest as a coach, and that's one of the things I want you to look for when you do look for a coach is 100% complete honesty and transparency. There's no need for a coach to lie to you to make you feel better about yourself. As a coach, as I said earlier, we have an opportunity to impact people's lives in a positive way. So honesty is going to be the best option when it comes to a coach, and you can always tell when you start talking to someone if they're going to be honest with you or not. All right, so a couple things here. Long-term weight loss is harder than most people expect or want to admit. You know, when I get new clients all the time, when they tell me their goals and they're like, "Oh, I want to lose 20 pounds," or "And I want to gain this," or "I want to lose, you know, whatever." I can't go into every single thing. There's so much, but you know, I'm honest right away. You know, the changes that we see aren't gonna happen overnight. Because we got to understand that if I want to lose 20 pounds in 2 months, that's 10 pounds a month, right? You're going to see a change in your metabolism and your appetite within the first 3 or 4 weeks if you lose 10 pounds in a month. So you're going to have to decrease your calorie intake. You might have to increase your calorie output. So without a coach, it's going to get difficult because you're not going to know what to do. And if you don't change your habits and create a structure that you can maintain that after you've lost that weight, you're gonna go back. You're gonna gain that weight again, right? So long-term weight loss is harder than most people expect, right? We have to create those habits and maintain those habits, all right? And the only way we can do that with support. And it doesn't have to be a coach, all right? I know I'm promoting the importance of a coach, but it doesn't just have to be a coach. It can be someone who understands the challenges that you go through. Right, if you know a friend who went through the same thing that you went through with weight loss, or they also want to lose weight, there's your support. Right? You can figure out to get together twice a week to work out or go hiking or walk or run or, you know, go grocery shopping together and figure out what you guys can be eating together to get to your goals. Right, so it doesn't just have to be a coach. It has to be someone who can support you, encourage you, and understand your challenges. All right. Number two, we shouldn't say that weight loss is quote unquote easy. Right? We see it all the time. You see the lose 20 pounds in 30 days, 30 days to six pack abs. You know, all the filters you see on social media where people just look ripped and cut and shiny and glossy. You know, we all know that photo editing exists in magazines and social media. I know probably some of you don't even know what a magazine is, but aging myself, I guess. I don't know. So it's not easy, right? And if you see that, like, please filter it out. You know, you're not going to lose 20 pounds in 30 days. Not in a healthy way, at least. It's not a healthy way. You know, you want to, your body can lose up to 2 pounds a week in a safe, healthy way. So if 2 pounds a week, that's 8 pounds in a month, 8 to 10 pounds in a month. It's 30 days. You're not losing 20, 30 pounds in 30 days. That's dangerous. So having a coach that's going to be honest and tell you that weight loss is not easy. It's simple once you build better habits, but it's not easy. All right. And then this can make it even more challenging for us when we expect results to be quicker. You know, if you expect us to lose 20 pounds in 30 days and you don't, like, how frustrating is that? How discouraging is that? You know, and if it's easy, how likely will you be to look for help? Probably not. All right. But, you know, if you consider everything that comes into play when losing weight, when trying to change your eating habits, you can see that it's not just a personal failure if you don't succeed, right? It's not because you're weak. It's not because you're undisciplined. You could be all those things. But if you don't know where to channel that discipline, where to channel that strength in your habit building, you know, it's going to still be difficult, no matter how good you are at that. So you got to understand that needing guidance is completely normal, right? It's not an exception. There's other areas in our life. Like, think about other areas in our life that you've needed help because you didn't know how to go about it. What do? You Google search it. You find a YouTube video. You ask a friend for help. You look for a professional in the area, right? There's a lot of things that I don't know anything about plumbing. So I'm going to find someone who's better at that than I am to help me with it. We do it all the time. So don't be ashamed to ask for help and ask for a coach when it comes to fitness and nutrition, when it comes to trying to be better at work. You know, find a mentor who's above you at work or at a higher level than you, I guess, or in a position that maybe you want to be in, and start to, you know, pick their brain. Take them out to lunch. Find out how they got to where they are. And if they want to help you, which most people in successful positions who get asked for help and they know that that person is willing to do the work, they're going to help you. You know, if I know people that are willing to do the work and put in the work that I tell them to, you know, I'm going to help. So it's okay to ask for help. You know, it's okay to not know. Just find someone who's honest, find someone who's helpful. Find someone who's going to tell you the hard stuff and not sugarcoat things for you. If you're if a client of mine, if you've trained with me before, if you've done any sort of consult with me, you know that I don't sugarcoat things. It's going to be hard and it's going to take work, but I'm here to help. But you got to put in the work. If I don't see the work, then it's hard for me to help. All right. Last thing here, guys, focus on building fundamental skills through a deep health approach. I kind of mentioned it earlier with that holistic, whole health approach, right? To lose weight, the first thing we think of is eliminating certain foods, eating the right macros, starting an extreme diet, or maybe a whole new workout routine. And those are great, but it can get complicated. It can result in more confusion, which rarely leads to lasting progress. So if we just eliminate food, or if we just worry about our macros, or if we just go on some sort of extreme diet, those don't lead to long sustainable habits. They just lead to quick results, well, quick unhealthy results sometimes, just depending on how you do it, right? But it doesn't lead to lasting results and lasting progress. If we want to sustain weight loss long term and really make a change and not go back to it and not fall into this yo-yo dieting trap, we need to build fundamental skills that improve our deep health. and that's going to support our skills, and that's going to help sustain those new habits and keep us in that progress state. All right. So if you don't know what deep health is, it's basically, I mentioned it earlier, it's the physical feeling vibrant, energized, thriving, really how you feel. You know, you scan yourself, you see how you feel. That's the physical part of your health. The other part is relational, right? Being connected and authentic with others in your life, in your circle, at work. You know, you feel like you belong. You have you have a feeling of belonging in your social circle, right? That's your relational health. If you're feeling lonely, it's hard for anything else to kind of feel good. You know, you want everything to kind of check the box with everything that, yes, it feels great. It feels great. The third one, existential health, your sense of purpose. Like, what are you contributing to society? What are you doing out here to, you know, make your mark, right? Your sense of purpose. Mental health. I really want to talk about mental health in the future, so I really like that this is here. Mental health, you know, you're alert, you're focused, your competence as well, but also, you know, how your brain is processing things, how you're, you know, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling anxious, if, again, you're feeling lonely, or those are things that are factors in all this health. It's hard to want to get up and exercise if you're feeling anxious or depressed, right? Two more here, emotional, your full range of emotions and your expressed and how you express them appropriately. If you're able to understand how you're feeling and talk about how you're feeling and not just bury it down and hide it and pack dirt over it over and over and over and just really let it sit there, you're not going to be in a whole health state, right? Your emotional health is just as important as your physical and mental health. And then the last one is your environmental health, right? The surroundings that support your health and well-being. If you put yourself in situations where you're going to make bad choices, it's going to be hard to have everything in sync. So if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to get a promotion, if you're trying to be a better partner, if you're trying to improve your relationships, put yourself in situations that are going to help you succeed. That's your environmental health, right? Don't make it difficult for you to make good decisions. Make it difficult for you to make bad decisions. And I promise you, you'll make a good decision each and every time. All right. And then there's skills that you have to build and continue to maintain as you go on this journey of improvement, of weight loss, of changing habits, whatever it is you're trying to do, right? There's skills that you build to maintain all that progress. All right. That's all I got for you today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it wasn't too long. Like I said, I knew it was going to be a little longer, but you know, as a coach, I want to get the information out there to you guys. I want to help you. I want to be a positive impact and light for you. So yeah, I hope you got something. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your support. I've gotten good feedback and it's helping me maintain this. So thanks. I really, really do appreciate it. Again, if you haven't followed me yet on Instagram, at Coach Adamir, or on Twitter, at Coach Twitter. Wait, no. Wow. At Coach Adamir. Don't laugh. You guys have done that before too. But yeah, so I will talk to you guys soon. Next week, we're going to shift into a fitness episode, so we'll talk about some fitness topics, all right? So I look forward to talking to you, I guess. I don't know how that works. But anyways, have a good week, you guys. Love yourself. Go be the best version of yourself, and I will talk to you soon. Peace.